Well, I'm back from lunch. Took a bit longer than originally planned, so now it's pretty much an hour since I finished recording the previous video. So look, over that hour, things have progressed a bit. So in fact, it's the high effort mode is still running away. Just scrolling back through the command prompt here, and you can see it's making lots and lots of efforts. But we're fairly much into the region of diminishing returns now. It's trying a lot, but it's not able to significantly improve what it's achieved. What I've got up here is my file browser, so looking at the directory my PCB lives in, and then sorting by time, I can actually see the trace. It's basically a trail of routed PCBs, so starting with the actual original PCB, then the one which was just the default auto router running with default settings, through the whole sequence of successively better PCBs. So actually the one which is most recent, the best one, I've actually loaded up over here in this window, and you can see that with this one we've actually got to 209 routed nets, just this one unrouted trace here. So at this point, being back from lunch, I'll probably just bite the bullet and manually route that trace. But of course, if I actually decided that this one trace is a bit unpleasant, and I actually preferred the earlier version which had two unrouted traces but shorter and better looking ones, I can always just go backwards and say, well, what was that one back there? Here's another one. I just have to refresh the net list. Okay, that one's got a couple of unrouted traces there. A little bit ugly. Not so happy with that, so I'll just leave that. What was this one? Okay, again, I've just got to refresh the rat list. Minor bug in this hack. Okay, now that one, it's a little bit hard to see. I'll just turn off silk. Adjust colours so that we can see what's going on. So let's just change that rat colour to something a bit more visible. Okay, so this one actually looks pretty decent. It's got excuse me, two nets unrouted, but they look pretty easy as compared to this other one, which, although it's only got one unrouted net, it's a bit longer, there's a lot more existing track work that it will have to cut through. So I'd probably be inclined to just go for this earlier one, which had 208 out of the 210 nets completed, leaving just a couple of rats for me to manually route, which I think I'd be able to do pretty quickly. Of course, the other thing is, if this was not just a lunch break, but the end of the day, I'd probably just leave my computer running overnight, and maybe it will actually get all the way to 210 out of 210. So in fact, I think I'll do that. I'll just leave it running, and I'll let you know if it manages to do any better than these two pretty decent efforts here.